Hello everybody, welcome back for another video. Hope you're all doing well and that you are all having a great day. Welcome back to the, I guess, the official end of the year video. And without further ado, let's jump into the stuff that's happening in today's news. According to Francis Pouliot, P-O-U-L-I-O-T, who is the CEO and co-founder of Bull Bitcoin, a company based in Canada, the asset will recover as individuals continue to build on top of the protocol and the infrastructure supporting the currency strengthens. Throughout the past 9 years, my goodness, Bitcoin has consistently survived major corrections, which on some occasions were worse than the 2018 bear market, as the builders, developers, and companies prepare to support the next wave of investors and users during a market downturn. There's some of the charts that we all know. Pouliot said, and I do quote, "The way I see the price of Bitcoin, there are fundamental psychological, economics, and social tenets that seem to create a similar pattern. Price rises fast, crashes down, but at a higher ladder with the new skin in the game added as value holders are discovered by the market. As an investor, my focus on the tail of distribution of Bitcoin network ecosystem participants. Top new people activate with skin and soul in the game. Momentum, influence, resources, commitment, ideology, full nodes, sovereignty. It is people that give Bitcoin its value." End quote. I'm going to assume that was either someone couldn't write properly, or maybe it just happens that English wasn't that person's first language. Cryptocurrencies were not present in the past when the global market demonstrated signs of a full-blown recession. And as such, the narrative of Bitcoin as a safe haven asset is yet to be tested by the market. Without digging too much further, because I'm terrified of any more typos or incorrect English, this was actually, and I don't know the exact correlation to it, or if it just simply like the narrative that's being pushed. You know, typically for cryptocurrencies, we have like a monthly thing where someone comes out with something and they start talking about what they think is going on with cryptocurrencies. For Bitcoin in particular, as we are on the cusp of 2019 at this point, the idea is that not only is 2019 going to be a big year for cryptocurrencies, but also specifically for Bitcoin, as we are talking about Bitcoin at this moment. And that what we've seen in the past is during the other corrections, when prices have gone up and it's huge, crazy markets, everyone's super euphoric, and then prices slam down. During the time periods where everyone is very pessimistic and cashing out of the market and saying that they'll never get back into the market ever again, is usually when we have time to be able to build up infrastructure. 2017 and 18 subsequently were very different because we now have an opportunity, or have had an opportunity, to be able to continue building up the infrastructure to pretty much be able to handle any type of wave of people that we might be expecting in 2019, because the infrastructure that we had in 2017 was not there. So the idea is that as long as people continue to build on Bitcoin or build on any of the other cryptocurrency projects, this is kind of like, what's the saying? Like, if you build it, they will come. It's kind of the exact same thing. This is kind of the time to really get it together. And on top of that as well, with the entire, it looks like, I don't know, the analysts are saying that we are potentially probably going to have a major stock market crash sometime in 2019 and or 2020. That's a lot of other more conservative analysts are saying that they think that it'll take about a year and a half, 2 years to be able to have a full-blown recession with the stock markets that we have right now, which then we still have not had a Bitcoin. Bitcoin was created as a result of the last financial crisis. So we have yet to really see how exactly it's going to fare, because Bitcoin has been going up the same exact time that the stock markets have been going up. So it'll be pretty, the indications are right now that the stock market is not going to do too well, simply because of a lot of political things that are going on. The other, not getting too much into it, it's not looking too well. And also this kind of ties almost directly into it. Just something to end the year off with. I was clicking through stuff yesterday. I was reading, and this article actually popped up, and I thought it was incredibly weird because it was something that I was talking about a couple of days ago. I'm pretty sure if you saw my other video, you remember I was talking about something similar to this. There was a podcast, once again, that I was listening to yesterday, and it was incredibly fascinating because the guy had something very similar to say about this. And he was talking about, he says, there are so many people who aren't paying attention. Rather, I'll put it to you this way. The way that he said it, and I'll rephrase it slightly, he says, is that as prices have been going down, people have pushed their money out of the market. They're simply not going to touch it. And the same exact people who aren't touching the market or aren't paying attention to the market as much as they possibly maybe should be are going to head dive back into the pool the moment that they see the prices are exploding. Like when prices are going about 20, 30, 40% every single day, they kind of won't touch it. They'll go, ah, whatever. It, you know, it's completely fake. It's going to fall again. And it's going to get to a point where here and also this and also in 2019 where people are going to realize the news that we've been reading over about like Grayscale and so-and-so who all have, you know, who've been acquiring a large amount of Bitcoin specifically, as we're just talking about Bitcoin at this moment, that a lot of people are going to be very surprised when they realize that it's actually impossible for them to even own 0.28% of an entire Bitcoin. This will kind of come from a massive fear of missing out period where people finally realize, and I'm waiting, and I mean, it's going to be bittersweet waiting for this moment, because when we finally get confirmation of exactly how many Bitcoin are actually floating around on exchanges, I mean completely around the world, and how many other people have been buying them up, and how many people we just don't even know about who aren't in the news, just simply rich families or maybe someone else who decided, you know, I'm gonna throw 3,000 or 12,000 into the space to be able to get 3 Bitcoin. Yeah, this was back in October that this article was written. For those who aren't looking at the screen, it says Bitcoin is still at an early stage. If you hold 0.28 BTC, you're part of the 1%. Once again, that was October. That was before we figured out about Grayscale and about all the other the institutions and stuff like that who were going to be jumping into the cryptocurrency space. And it says it somewhere in the article. I'm not going to read through it. It pretty much says that as time goes on and Bitcoin becomes more and more popular, more people start to put their money into it as either a store of value, store of wealth, or simply to be able to use it or hold it later, whatever the case might be, that this number is going to actually get even lower. So because it'll simply be more impossible to be able to acquire anymore because there'll be so few floating around. Pretty interesting. Just thought I'd, that's like the Bitcoin thing, I guess, for the end of 2018, if you kind of want to say that. Next up, Kraken is in the news. Crypto exchange known as Kraken has launched margin trading options for two of the top digital currencies by market cap. They are Bitcoin Cash and XRP. Margin trading allows users to leverage their accounts with funds that they do not actually possess. This can lead to far greater profits, but also greatly amplify losses. One wrong trade can wipe out an entire account, so it is not for the faint-hearted. San Francisco-based Kraken has just added two more crypto assets to the 6 it already offers. Currently, users can leverage trades on Bitcoin, Ethereum, Ethereum Classic, Tether, Monero, and Augur. As announced on the company blog today, Bitcoin Cash and XRP have just been added to the list. The available leverage or borrow limits will depend on the verification level of the account. Top tier 4 accounts can get up to 500 Bitcoin Cash or 2.5 million XRP. Leverage starts at 2x for Bitcoin trades and goes up to 5x for XRP trades. Kraken has posted a warning about the dangers of high-risk trading and recommends having a healthy account balance to back margins. So this happened, first of all, like about a day and a half ago. What's transpired since then is something kind of weird, and I don't exactly... I'm going to stay out of crypto politics as much as I possibly can, and I don't really understand why Kraken is doing this. To give you some figures that we know, Kraken has not been faring as well as Binance and or Coinbase or other cryptocurrency exchanges. That's not to say that Kraken is doing absolutely horrible, but they're not pulling in the same exact numbers that they used to do before. On top of that, with them adding XRP and Bitcoin Cash to their margin trading options, for some reason, the people from Kraken thought it was okay to kind of make fun of people in the XRP / Ripple community simply because they were asking people, when we add this margin trading pairs, should we call the token XRP or should we call it Ripples? Like with an S at the end of it. And people were saying, well, the company said to call it XRP, so call it XRP. The people from Kraken found a document from like 5 years ago where the XRP token is called Ripples. And they it's very almost backhanded. I don't know what the maybe the person doing their social media had bit too much eggnog, or maybe they are just simply not a fan of XRP. Not exactly sure. It's not very good for their public relations or any type of, like I've said before, Kraken isn't the most well-used exchange in the world right now, and it seems a bit weird that they would try to say something negative or push people away from their platform. It's all kind of weird. Anyway, the point is they have activated this onto their platform, and now they're trying to underhandedly lash out at the XRP community because of name discrepancies. Kind of weird. I'm not going to be margin trading myself. I actually don't really even utilize Kraken anymore because I like Binance. But that's neither here nor there. Yeah, kind of weird. Next up, the team at both Bitfinex and ETHFinex have announced that they plan a scheduled shutdown on the 7th of January 2019 to facilitate the final stages of a currently ongoing data migration to dedicated bare metal servers. The exact timing is yet to be announced by the team at iFinex, but the two exchanges will go offline for a duration of between 3 and 7 hours. The parent company of both Bitfinex and ETHFinex, known as iFinex, is switching from AWS, or Amazon Web Services, cloud to self-designed infrastructure hosted in a data center at the heart of the Crypto Valley in Switzerland. iFinex has selected premium hardware for its dedicated servers that will be optimized to handle high trading volume. What remains now is the last stage to complete the process of migrating data to the new servers. The team explained via the announcement why the migration to the new servers. I'm pretty sure it has to do with data breaches, making your money safe. We're awesome. We're excellent. We're doing this for you. This is usually what ends up coming down to these press releases. The point is that if you happen to have money on Bitfinex or on ETHFinex, it's to let you know that within the next couple of days, if you, and I'll say it this way. We've seen in the past when other exchanges, not to say necessarily these two, have done upgrades to their servers. Sometimes if they say that the duration will be between 3 to 7 hours, sometime we've seen that take 2 to 3 days. Last year when Kraken had an issue and they were trying to update their servers, I think it took around 12 days or something like that. And people get a bit testy when they aren't able to access their funds, especially, heaven forbid, should prices start going up on that day, or if you are a heavy trader and you would like to be trading during the 3 to 7 hours where the market might potentially go up on the 7th of January, that is something to think about. Just a little heads up for everyone. Don't want to spend too much time on this, but if you happen to have your money and or your funds on that platform, just think about that, because these are, you know, you need to be able to do the updates and stuff like that. This is how they keep the servers and your money safe. But a lot of times I've been into situations where you think that an update is going to take 3 to 7 hours. It's taken over 48, and you kind of sit there and wonder if you've been Mt. Goxed. Just kind of how I feel about the situation. Next up. Just breezing over it without even having to read it. There's apparently a petition going around. It's called Doge for Amazon. It has reached 25,000 signatures, and if you didn't get by the name, people from the Dogecoin community are trying to get Amazon to add their token to their platform. Do I think this is going to happen? Probably not. Do I think Dogecoin could one day maybe be added to Amazon? Probably, maybe also not. I think it would be incredibly weird. That's not to say that it won't happen. I think it would be very weird if Amazon added Dogecoin before they added Bitcoin, before they added Ethereum, before they added Bitcoin Cash, or even Ethereum Classic. I feel like at some point in the future, whether that be a year from now or 5 years from now, I could definitely see Doge being added to a number of other platforms as a payment option. However, I mean, it's a cool initiative. It's very weird. At least to me, from an investor standpoint, that is the nicest way to kind of say it, that so many people are so obsessed with Doge. When we have other coins and tokens that are a lot more profitable, have a lower supply. Dogecoin is going to be printed forever. There's no cap on it. This is why when you look at the circulating supply, it's completely out of control. I don't know. Maybe it's just the love of the word that looks like doggy. Can't really put my finger on it. But for some reason, there have been a lot of things going around like this from the Dogecoin community. I hope they eventually get one. It would be great for them if they were the first coin to go into Amazon. But I feel like between Mr. Bezos and Amazon and all the stuff floating around them, they are probably more likely to accept Bitcoin, especially because of the entire backed thing that we have coming up. And then eventually at some point announcing, hey, we're also going to add 20 other altcoins just in case people also want to pay in these as well. That guy looks stressed. But yeah. Next up, Bitcoin Cash SV, the Bitcoin Cash fork promoted by Craig Wright, does not seem to have what it takes to earn eToro's credibility or approval to be included as one of the cryptocurrencies able to be traded on its platform. According to an announcement published on the official website, the popular social trading platform eToro explained that users will receive $92 for every token they had at the moment of the hard fork. They said, although we are not obligated to support forks, we are happy to announce that we decided to credit eToro clients who held or had buy non-leveraged positions on November the 15th of 2018. We are in the process of crediting relevant user accounts with the dollar value of Bitcoin Cash SV. Coins at the price of $92 multiplied by the number of Bitcoin Cash units held at the time of the fork. The price was determined by the price of Bitcoin Cash SV available to eToro at the time the credit was processed by us. Of the two chains that emerged after the Bitcoin Cash split, Bitcoin Cash SV was discarded by eToro, while Bitcoin Cash ABC, which is the other one, gained the platform's approval because it could remain the dominant chain in the sad episode known as the Bitcoin Cash Hash Wars. In 10 years, when we have books written about cryptocurrencies, these are going to be probably the most ridiculous chapters. Certain forks of Bitcoin should not exist. And a fork of Bitcoin Cash is just kind of ridiculous. There are many platforms right now who have openly announced that they're not going to ever support Bitcoin Cash SV. This entire hard fork, one, should have never happened, and two, caused the price of Bitcoin, the number one coin, to drop from 6,000 to almost 2,900 or something like that, because there were so many dominant investors who had no idea that this was just a fight between Craig Wright and Roger Ver. And it's really insane, because so many people who aren't deep into crypto thought that their Bitcoin, the number one coin, was in trouble as well, that it was also going to split, and therefore the value of it was completely being torn apart. I mean, Bitcoin Cash has been around for long enough that I think everyone more or less tolerates it at this point, but we really don't need Bitcoin Cash SV. I am hoping that at some point we have a market that simply turns their back on it, flushes it out, and puts it into other altcoins, even if you want to do that, simply because these events make crypto look very childish. It's kind of weird when you have two grown, I have no idea their ages, grown men on Twitter fighting each other, talking about my fork is better than yours and yours can't do this because of your block size. It's a bit ridiculous. Anyway, this is about like the fifth platform who has announced that they're not going to be adding support for Bitcoin Cash SV. So just a little side note, pay attention as always. Make sure to do your own research and figure out exactly how many other platforms are not going to be accepting Bitcoin Cash SV, to see if it is appropriate for you as an investor to continue having your money into that platform. As of right now, there are many dominant spaces. In my personal opinion, I think if we have a situation where the people from Bakkt are looking to add other coins, I can probably safely say that they will maybe add Bitcoin Cash, but they probably will not add support for Bitcoin Cash SV. Just keep that in the back of your minds. Good job, eToro, for offering $92 per token. Free money. Yeah. I guess to kind of finish things off for this video, the year has come to a close. I was actually terrified that we would have some like really bad news towards the end of the year. Like, we always have those moments where like everything seems like it's going pretty okay, and then things kind of completely crumble and fall apart. As of now, things are, at least at the moment, looking up. I am optimistic for the new year. I hope that everything continues to go well for everyone out there. I know the prices have been slipping, more or less. These are the current prices right now. But I think we're still in an okay position. If you believe in the actual long-term prospects of cryptocurrencies, not that these prices should worry you, but if you believe and you've been paying attention to everything that's been going on, it looks like crypto has an incredibly bright future. I think on that note, I'm going to end this video. I hope you all enjoyed. I hope you all are having a great day, a great morning, a great afternoon, a great evening, wherever you are, wherever you might be. I hope it's absolutely fantastic. I hope you enjoy your festivities wherever in the world you are. Hope it's incredible. Make sure to be safe. No crazy fireworks, antics, or anything ridiculous like that. Thank you all once again for watching. I appreciate all of your support throughout the entirety of 2018. You cannot possibly begin to imagine how much I love every single one of you. Sounds cheesy, but it's absolutely true. Thank you all once again. And yeah, I will definitely talk to you all soon. See you.